not to make him sorry, but wise. Even as a plow enriches the field so that the seed is multiplied a thousandfold, so affliction should magnify our joy and increase our spiritual harvest. Oswald Chambers says, and it was in our bulletin, church bulletin back in September the 26th, we must never forget that the wine of life is made out of crushed grapes. Are you listening? To follow him will involve bruising in the lives of the disciples. In March, I had the privilege of taking my co-pastor, who is taking my place on the Mennonite Missions Board, and we went to Belize first to the conference there where Jacob was and Joe and, the folks we knew. And then we went to Guatemala, and somewhere along the line, I read to Stanley the words of a song. Ready to suffer grief or pain, ready to stand the test, ready to stay at home and send others if he sees best, and on, you know the song. I had no idea what God had in store for me and the blessings that have come. Grief knits two hearts in closer bonds than happiness ever can. And common sufferings are far stronger links than common joys. By Alphonse de Lamartine, I think he's a Frenchman. I don't know if I pronounced his name right. But I have experienced, and some of you have too, that, for example, I have experienced cancer and the horrible treatment pains that went with it. And whenever I have met someone else who has cancer or had cancer, immediately there is a bond there that friendship cannot touch. And that's one of the blessings that comes in having had that kind of an experience. I would like to read to you a Spurgeon, the reading. He has morning and evening meditations that I get periodically every day. And the verse on October 7th was this. Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? From Numbers 11:11. Shall I read this to you? Our Heavenly Father sends us frequent troubles to try our faith. If our faith be worth anything, it will stand the test. Guilt is afraid of fire, but gold is not. No, just something, a thin layer of gold over something. The paste gem dreads to be touched by the diamond, but the true jewel fears no test. It's a poor faith which can only trust God when friends are true. The body full of health, and the business profitable. But that is true faith which holds by God's faithfulness. When friends are gone, when the body is sick, when spirits are depressed, and the light of the Father's countenance is hidden, a faith which cannot say in the direst trouble, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That's heaven-born faith. The Lord afflicts his servants to glorify himself, for he is greatly glorified in the graces of his people, which are his own handiwork. When tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, the Lord is honored by these growing virtues. We should never know the music of the harp if the strings were left untouched. nor enjoy the juice of the grape if it were not trodden.